strings.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, it just goes round and round and round. But yeah. So it's kind of a nice way maybe to go out of something.
Yeah.
Something to the fish. So what I had, oh, and we have George's piece, right?
George's piece with the bass leading.
Thing that he had, And I just had Mellotron, is what I have in my notes.
This thing? Not this.
Who you ring me up?
Yeah.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it. Conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
And there was this piece of after that.
Yeah, no, I know what we. Is that what we went into after that?
It was
Hang on.
Was that you see?
No, it was this. This is what I was playing at Brett's.
Yeah, I don't remember what I played though, although I had Mellotron in my head.
You were at some point when it got, because it was that.
Yeah, at some point I was doing the
arpeggio. You went to the arpeggio when we started to see the beginning of that merry-go-round thing, and then the merry-go-round came in later, and the arpeggio came in better, I mean more.
Yeah.
But before that, you were doing something. You were doing something else before that. Too. And that's the one we were playing at Brett's thing. We must have recorded that.
Yeah.
On your scene.
Yeah. Yeah, after that.
That was Brett's.
Listen to that.
I was playing piano and then the split. Split. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that we know of.
Okay.
That's not we're aware of.
I mean, that's why we can develop.
And kind of listen to any of the stuff we did last week yet.
Yeah, well, we played the thing with Fuzz electric guitar. Couple times we played and you play guitar on that, and George plays the bass.
I got that
George's thing. I have to find the right patch.
One with you and the Venom
playing. That's Brett.
Oh, this is the one I want to develop. B12. We played it last week. Remember that? That was this. Played that last week, and you're trying to figure out, you're trying to count it.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
We did something else to it.
Thank you.
drum machine driving the van?
What happened to it?
It's a good set of sounds. It's really got like a lot going on, and it's really simple at the same time.
Yeah,
really. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I'll take some of the beat out. When it gets going to the beat, it gets a little housey for me, but
it does get a little housey. But that's not bad.
Yeah, for a minute,
for a little
it's
while,
fine.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's got some funky synth bass kind of stuff.
Oh, there it is. I was looking for that one. Thank you.
94.
I'm at a personal home. PR?
PRA 094.
Something going on this. Did you notice this? This was going at a half tempo. I was doing this.
Got all these things and just strung them together.
Yeah,
I think it's a bit minor.
I think sometimes it might be easier when there's only two of us here to organize them.
For sure.
Because it's.
Yeah.
So then we got this is.
Marimba bar, so cool. Cover it in physics and music. It's shaved out in the middle. So the first, the fourth, the fundamental, the fourth harmonic, and the tenth harmonic are the strongest, and that's what gives it that sound.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you do Delta Fusion when we had those giant marimba boxes?
Yeah,
remember those?
Yeah, those are cool.
Those were
yeah, you got those home from school, right?
They're from Cole, yeah.
Yeah, those were awesome.
I wonder if Patrick would borrow those.
Oh, that'd be tremendous.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because we could play that with those things. I could, instead of playing this here, I could totally play it on those. That'd be tremendous.
You'll be whatever this is.
Yeah, you got it somewhere. It's like
but we did on top of it. It was really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I just had a, kick on that, and I had that.
I'm telling you, the stuff we got, these little riffs, we could write video games, you know? Video games sell tricks easily.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a demanding job.
It is. It is. You just have to produce. And
yeah, and you have to have time to do that.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
you gotta make it pay.
Yeah. Deadlines. And my buddy used to do that. The one who moved to Florida.
Yeah.
We had a studio out in Lodi at my mom's house. And he started making music for video games, and he started getting so backed up that he just asked me to help him. He's like, you gotta help me get more out because I don't have time. And so we did some CD-ROM games and CD-R, you know, like You Don't Know Jack and the Austin Powers ones. And like, we did a whole bunch of music for these trivia games. And it was like, he was like, I got a deadline next week. And he was up till like midnight every night, you know, doing, he was working like 16 hours days.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, this is crazy. And finally they hired him, EA hired him, and he moved to Florida. And he goes, you want to go to Florida? And I was like, I don't want to go to Florida.
Yeah, I
wouldn't want
to
go to Florida. But he was also a very conservative guy.
Yeah.
But funny guy, but he still lives in Florida and still works there for EA. And now he has, you know, he has a little lab that he works in. But what... He got to the point where he would say, you know, because he was playing guitar in our band as well. And I'd say, hey, let's have band rehearsal, you know? And he'd go, the last thing I want to do right now is play music.
Wow. No. That's better.
When he said that, I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I don't want to do that for a living.
Right.
Yeah.
That's soul destroying.
That sold me.
Wow.
I'm not ever doing music for a living. But, I mean, he makes a good living at it, and he's not filthy rich or anything, but, you know,
yeah.
He's making a living, and his wife works in real estate.
Well, that's gonna help.
Thank you. minor.
Texting a lot. She sent some amazing photos of the fall up there.
Huh.
She had a she did a Greta Van Fleet song for a, I'll show you a picture.